Many hibernating bats in the eastern U.S. are dying. Scientists think the deaths may have something to do with the spread of a fungus that thrives in the cool and humid conditions of caves and mines and appears on the bats. The so-called white nose syndrome has not yet been found in Wisconsin. DNR bat ecologist Dave Riddell would like to keep it that way and has taken the unusual step of donating $10,000 to start an endowment fund run by the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. Riddell hopes to support long-term work to protect bats.
I want to make sure there's, you know, even after me, there's someone always able to address any bat issues that come up. There's a lot of information we need, and we're kind of at the all hands on deck, where now is more important than ever to get something going.
Riddell acknowledges that some people may not like bats, but he says with an estimated 1 million bats having died in the northeast U.S., that means 700,000 tons of insects have avoided death by bat.
A single bat can eat up to 600 to 1,000 mosquito-sized insects in an hour. Females in the summer are eating up to their body weight per night in insects, which would be equivalent to a person like me, 6'2", 200, eating roughly 800 quarter-pound cheeseburgers per night.
It's not clear if white nose syndrome can be halted. Scientists say the fungus is apparently transmitted between bats. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.